Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Hell yeah, Pilgrim! Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Get your white hair and get your fashion Gucci glasses and get your skinny short ass in Pimlico.
And James Strebel.
I weep for Bob Baffert today. I weep for
him. What about you weep for Bob Baffert today?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And then you say, okay, well, he's had 31 medical violations. Well, that's a lot, but he's also won a lot. And the horses have been clean. So, I don't know, man. I can't imagine he would do this intentionally. Like, that's what I'm trying to get over in my head. It's like, did he do this intentionally? And I can't come to a place where Bob Baffert would cheat on Medina Spirit.
Make me do this on a Tuesday, not on this beautiful Tuesday. Oh, goodness. 302, you know what time it is. It's time for The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Mitch, you're killing me with that. ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. You know, we got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680. I'm Andy Sweeney. Strebel will be here at some point. Kentucky had a big-time assistant lead, Clink. His boy, Clink. So you know your boy's going to be late today, wandering in here. Back at the station, producing today's fine effort, Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Good afternoon, Mitch. We good? Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
Oh, you're killing me.
with that blank sound.
Well, I mean, that's where I got to start today, right? Let's set up the show. Rob Cassidy, we like him. He's going to join us, coming up today at about 4:40. He's obviously the national basketball writer for 24/7 Sports. Like his stuff a great deal. We'll talk with him. He was out in Memphis for the Iverson All-Star Classic. Had an update. Some really good things to say about Nolan Hickman, Ty Washington. Maybe some new news with Kyle Tucker and Jack Pilgrim both hinting at Kentucky maybe wrapping things up this weekend. Does that mean one guy? Does that mean Ty Washington? Sevier Wheeler, Jaden Hardy. There's a lot out there. We'll continue to get to that at some point. Your boy Clink has left Mark Stoops to go to Michigan in the sinking ship that is Wolverine football. No doubt we'll dive into that. And we got a bunch of sound today. But I continue for 2 days just to be absolutely just sitting back. And Mitch and I were talking about this as we were starting the show. That we feel like we're in the upside down. I mean, we really do. We feel like we are in some zone, if you will. Not Jason Anderson in the zone, but just in some sort of funk where there's just so many people that can't get over the Bob Baffert news. So obviously today was hilarious. I mean, today, after yesterday's debacle where he did an interview to just about everyone. And by the way, for those media outlets, and some of them were local, you take that interview. You want that interview. That has nothing to do with that. Bob Baffert spewing, you know, whatever, cancel culture. Just being Bob Baffert, because being Bob Baffert has always got him off the hook one way or another, because everyone idolizes this guy. So Bob Baffert makes a spectacle, cancel culture, embarrasses himself multiple times yesterday, and then it comes out today, oh yeah, he took a drug for a couple weeks that had this betamethasone or whatever the hell it is in it, and that's where we are today. The horses, his two horses, will run in the Preakness under a very, very exclusive agreement. They made an agreement to the Jockeys Club of Maryland and Bob Baffert. So that's going to happen. I'm fine with that. But Bob Baffert's cowardice not to go to the Preakness. I don't want to be the story. I don't want to. Dude, you're the story. You're always the story. You're the mother bleeping story no matter what. Whether you're good or bad, you're the story. What a dope. I mean, here's my thing. I like Bob Baffert a great deal. I'm not emotionally connected to any of this. I don't care. I don't care if the horse had a little cream, a little ointment on it for the first Saturday in May. It does not crush my sensibilities, and it's whatever to me. But I mean, good God. I mean, good God. Baffert can be a little Baffert, sprinkle a little pixie dust on it, and everyone buys in. So, in the absolute spectacle, I am just more feeling that my intelligence is being insulted now than, I mean, this guy went from cancel culture, the hot term to use in cancel culture, to yes, we did an investigation, and within like hours of his investigation, oh yeah, we used this drug, after being so forceful on Sunday morning and the cancel culture nonsense. I mean, I swear some of these people are gonna weep. I mean, I thought today, and God bless them, I thought Fred Cowgill was gonna weep on Bob's show. Bob, it couldn't be. There's no way. I mean, everyone, blank. Come on. Oh my, I just feel like my intelligence is being insulted here just a little bit.
Let me ask you this question before you move on.
Ask me anything you want.
Does it make the sport look worse? Because this is already just a bad look on horse racing.
But
the media coverage of it, I'm with you.
Mitch, it's predictable. It's the most predictable thing. And Bob Baffert thought he could be his charming self on Sunday. He could be Bob Baffert with the glasses and the white hair. You'd believe him. Oh, you have to talk to the vet on that. I don't know what this is. I don't know. You have to talk to the vet on that one. But we're going to get to the bottom of it. And in under 24 hours, if the second sample comes back, he's going to lose the Derby, and Churchill Downs is doing the right thing. Churchill Downs can do whatever the hell they want. They're protecting their investment, they're protecting their shield, they're protecting their brand, and they should. So we can get into all of that. I don't know. I mean, listen, I think there's legit Kentucky basketball roster stuff. I mean, Marcus Carr last night, after we got off the air from Minnesota, he's like, yo, peace. It was last night, wasn't it? Was it not? Maybe this morning. Was it last night? I can't remember. Yo, peace. I'm going to the NBA. Fine. Good, great, grand. And then the very next day, there's talk out there. Maybe. And again, Kyle Tucker, Jack Pilgrim are the two on Twitter. At least them. Hey, Kentucky might be wrapping up their roster this weekend. And we'll see what that may mean, because it could mean a litany of things. Mitch, I'd like to do a wheel of content today as well, if we could. And we shall see. Now, we also have, is it Frank Angst? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, great from name. Bloodhorse.
From Bloodhorse. Now, this guy, he looks like Cerebel.
He kind of does, yeah.
No, this guy looks like Cerebel.
But yeah, he'll join us at 350.
Okay. Just quickly on Baltimore. On Bob Baffert. I am a believer that he needs to be there. He's got two horses. He's got two horses that have a great chance to place in the money and or win or 1-2. You know, I mean, it would not be crazy, and he should be there. It's disgraceful. And what has happened here is a number of things, and it's a great trick. And I believe Satterfield's going to learn this, and I think Chris Mack may learn it. He may not give a damn, because that's Chris Mack's personality, and it's this. If you are accessible and you are nice to the media, they will give you a pass. And you have to have some greatness there. And Bob Baffert's got a ton of that. But what you have here is, I mean, today I'm listening. And I don't know who the guest that Bobby V had on. It wasn't Fred. It was a guy from NBC Sports.
Lafitte Pinkay.
Okay, yeah, I can't believe you pronounced that, and I didn't, and I had no idea. And I'm just listening. And it's everything. It's baseball and steroids. It's everything other than A-Rod putting on cream or taking a shot in the old butt cheek. Well, Bud Selig knew. Well, the Major League Baseball writers, the fans, everybody we have to assign blame everywhere, and it's the same thing. Wait, here, this is all I've heard today. Well, you know, the sport, the horse racing, Mitch, I don't know if you know this, but in horse racing, they don't have a commissioner. And if they had a commissioner, Mitchell Hannigan, they would have rules. And how is Bob Baffert supposed to go from Kentucky to California and then from California to Kentucky. How is the great Bob Baffert the best ever? How is he expected to know the rules from state to state? It's unbelievable. It would be like if I got a job in radio somewhere else. I got a job at ESPN Radio, and I had to take a break every 7 minutes. You think I would learn how to take a break every 7 minutes instead of every 27 minutes? You think that'd be something I would be able to learn? The amount of people, and I love this, the amount of people. And I don't mean even locally. I just mean this is how I now feel is, well, I mean Bob Baffert's got to go state to state. I mean, there's so many people that are doing that. This is it's a bigger story about about horse racing. Like, bro, I got into sports radio like over a decade in this area. And that's all anyone's ever been talking about. All the different fixes that we need to do to horse racing. Now, it can start. The biggest fix is for the guys that, if you want to play it like that, if you care that much, the guys that skirt the rules need to be the first ones. In baseball, they were. In baseball, the biggest stars got kicked in the groin over all of this. They're not in the Hall of Fame. And it might be too far one way there, and it's so far this other way that, you know, the excuses are coming out today. We need a commissioner. That's what we need. And Bob Baffert played. He played y'all. He played everybody. He played everybody. 437-9680. It's the Take on ESPN 680. By the way, I think there's a wasp in the room that I'm in. That's not good. It's a wasp in here, Mitch. Hope it doesn't take me down screaming about Bob Baffert. Hope it doesn't know the horse. But have you noticed today that after he did the press conference and got to break the news to everybody and control everything on Sunday, did you notice yesterday he did all the interviews and everyone whined and cried over Bob, the great Bob Baffert, and cancel culture and everything else? And that's fine. Again, if Bob Baffert's like, yo, I want to go on your show, I'm like, okay. I'm not saying you'll turn the interview down, but we know that was to get, that's Bob Baffert and his friends to get the message out there. In under 24 hours, the message completely changes, and it's a statement. And now, where's our guy? Now, there's the value. The value yesterday.
Now we're just getting statements from his lawyer.
Wasn't in getting one of the 19 interviews. The value is the relationship that now we want to talk to Bob Baffert. Now there's a real story, and now we get statements. We get statements through a lawyer, and now he's not going to be showing up to Baltimore on Saturday. That's what we get now. And boy, have things changed. He was willing to do radio, television interviews, taped interviews, live interviews. He was willing to go on Fox News and utter cancel culture, which is one of the dumbest moves you could do. The stupidity behind that lack of public relations, quite frankly, is stunning. And then today, oh, yeah, we gave it to the horse through, you know, another medicine, and we can break all that down. By now, you've heard the story. It's hours upon hours old, and it's, yeah, we have a statement through a lawyer. Bob Baffert, who is a Mike Hoare, as they would say, cannot get far enough away. And here's the only reason I care, because I know people. I'm looking at the text line, 437-9680. Everyone's like, well, Sweeney, you're yelling and screaming about this. Yesterday, you laughed at it. Yes, but yesterday, it was a joke. It wasn't insulting because nobody fell for it. But today, I feel like people are falling for it. And that's why I'm terrified to have Frank Angst on, who I don't know, from Blood Horse at 350. Because I'm not saying him, I'm saying so many people are just falling for this. It's about everyone. It's about everything else that contributes to this. Not about this. It's about Bob Baffert. That's all it's about. And yes, yes, are there issues within horse racing, just like there were issues back in the 90s with Major League Baseball? Of course, the things of needing state regulations and a commissioner or board of trustees or board of directors or whatever the hell you want. Sure, I can ride with that, but that's not the origin of the problem. The origin of the problem is it looks like Bob Baffert's Kentucky Derby winning horse failed a drug test. That's the origin of the problem. The origin of the problem was your boy Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, and then all the guys after that were Brady Anderson cheating their ass off. Again, I don't care about this, but don't act like you do. And there's a lot of people that act like they do, but when it comes down to, well, here's the guy you can be mad at. Well, yeah, you can't be mad at him. There's a commissioner we need on. Cerebral rolls in here. Is it cold out or something? You got your sweatshirt on. Have a seat there. You got your Focus. Where'd you steal that from the office? Because I know you didn't buy one. Did you steal that from the office?
No, I get them delivered to the house.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been to the office in
over a month. You get Focus delivered to the house?
I do. Yeah.
That's stunning.
I do. I like it.
Well, no, that's great that you like it. Many people do. I'm just stunned that you do that.
Yeah, I do. I had the little... Like,
you're a little cheap.
The $17.99 monthly deal where they send you the case. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. A little blood horse on a Tuesday.
A little blood horse on a Tuesday.
I am.
Mitch, you excited for some blood horse?
Yeah, and also, the post-position draw is at 4 o'clock. Do we want to take that?
No.
Okay. I didn't know, you know.
It's a good question. We will not. I mean, am I wrong?
No.
I just feel like my intelligence is being insulted now with some of this.
Because
I'm sitting around, I'm like, what's happening here?
It's ridiculous is what it is. And I hear that Blankenbaker sound as I'm driving in. I think Mitch is trying to kill me. It sounded like he was taking up for Mack or Satterfield. I was like, what does Bob Baffert have to do with U of L athletics?
Are you coming in with your blank take that I gave you this early?
I just heard that, and I'm like, is he like the U of L sheriff and now like the horse sheriff? Is he the horse sheriff? Does he need a new title? He's the sheriff of the Derby. I don't know. I cannot believe Bob Baffert would do that. There's been 31 times that he's had horses drugged. I can't believe this one's the one. I'm like,
By the way, Mitch was retweeting Mark Coombs today.
What?
Yeah, Mitch was liking Mark Coombs' tweets today. Well, I feel like I want to get to the bottom of that.
He still tweets?
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't know you knew Mark Coombs. That's a very odd person.
I don't. I just saw Locke retweet it, and I found the tweet interesting, so I liked it.
By the way, your boy Locke is all over Twitter today. He's battling T.J. Walker, the sports stalker.
I saw that. That was awesome.
And T.J.'s not helping you.
No,
you are in this battle that Kentucky people aren't being that gas baggery about their football team. And T.J. Walker ain't helping you.
No, he's not.
And Locke's kind of burying him, and it's not good for you.
Oh, he is. I saw it. It's like, you know, you're that chesty after a 4-6 season. Like, you know, and look, not that Michigan's anything to, you know, write home about right now. I mean, the fact that Jim Harbaugh is still employed there is a little confusing. But, yeah, losing Klink today was a big deal. I'm sad about it. I like Klink.
Texas says, did Strebel donate himself the free case for a teacher from Focus? It's a great question.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I did not. No, I promise I didn't. We've only been promoting it.
Like,
I haven't heard
for two weeks.
That hasn't been that long.
I haven't heard it.
Here's what you can do. Focus is giving back to the teachers this month of May.
Oh, yeah.
The month of Baffert. When you buy a case of Focus online this month, after you check out, you'll get an email with a code and a link to gift to your teacher.
Oh.
Use that code and the teacher's email, and Focus will notify the teacher of their gift and how they can get their free case of Focus.
Oh, that's great.
How about that? Nobody did that for you?
No.
Ouch.
I don't know if that – well, I did get a lot of stuff last week.
What'd you get last week?
Yeah, Teacher Appreciation Week.
I got a lot of stuff. I got all kinds of gift cards.
Did you get a Matt Bevin autograph?
No.
You did not get that.
I didn't get that. I got some snacks.
We mean get a postcard.
No, gift cards.
Oh, a gift card.
I got gift cards.
Where did you get a gift card
to? I got gift cards to Tumbleweed. I got gift cards to Panera. I've got gift cards to Chick-fil-A. I've got gift cards to Target. Look at you. I got some beer, which is really nice.
Look at you.
Yeah, so I've racked up.
It's been a long way, Mitch, since the Apple.
Yeah, there's no apple. I didn't get any apples. No apples. I got a lot of good stuff.
Andy, if Dieter's holding a gun to your head to talk about horse racing, cough twice.
You okay?
Yes.
I'm looking for the wasp.
I don't know where it went. I don't know. I'm yelling and screaming. I've been blowing a gasket over this.
Over Baffert?
I don't know. Just I always say I'm not going to get into these things, and I end up. I don't know. The guy that Bob had on, that was, you know, this is not about Bob. It's about horse racing. And like, no, it's about Bob. Just like it was about, you know, Mark McGwire cheating. Mitch yes. knows that. Mitch
yeah.
knows that.
The disgraced Cardinals.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
disgraced.
I know
disgraced.
All about it.
Yeah.
He's got dirt all over him. Well, isn't it? Doesn't everybody think that Bob Baffert is horse racing? Aren't they synonymous?
I disagree.
So really?
Yeah, I disagree.
That's the first person I think of when I think of horse racing.
Well, that's
Bob
fine.
Baffert.
I just disagree.
He's the face of it.
I think you could remove him and throw someone else in and be just fine. Just like we do every other sport.
Yeah.
The horses change every year.
People,
no one's got emotional attack, yeah. Attraction to the horse.
No, people.
The horse doesn't talk. The horse doesn't know it's in a race.
It doesn't. It doesn't
Only
know if
Only the
it's
great
a
ones.
Or
There's
not.
Like 10 that knew they were in a race. Like Seabiscuit, Barbaro, Justify, Secretariat. There's like 20 horses that know they're in the race.
Yeah, they're actually trying to win. I'm just saying that I know people continue to watch the Derby just because it's once a year, and it's just a thing that people do, and they enjoy it. It's like the Olympics, right? People watch it every 4 years. They don't really care. But Bob Baffert is, you know, at least to me, the face of horse racing. He's the only one anyone can name nationwide. And I'm not saying this is going to change people's mind on horse racing. But I think he's tied to the sport as much as anybody's tied to it at all. He's the only person anyone knows.
Texas says, Round Daddy shelled out $17 a month for Focus, but not $3 for The Athletic.
Look, I have to take the Focus because I had to bridge the gap between my first part of my day and the second part of my day.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
Texas says, did you get a gift card to Cirilla's?
No.
Texas says, did you get a gift card to Kohl's?
No, but I would like it. I got Amazon, too. I got a couple of Amazon sent through to my email.
Texas says, Round Boy, is fibbing about the free Focus.
I am not fibbing about the free Focus. That's the first time I heard about it, and I'm actually going to do it because I have two email accounts. I'll order my one case from the email account because I want that new root beer, and then I'll send the other one to my work email address.
I'm going to show you a picture. You're not going to like it.
Okay.
Here we go.
You're not going to like it.
You saw part of it. There you go.
But yeah. Okay.
Tell the people what that is.
There's a picture on the left of Shrek, and it says Strebel versus, and there's a picture of Drew Franklin with some blonde girl. I know who that blonde girl is. That's not his girlfriend.
That's
Kylie. Or no, not Kylie.
Kinley or
Kinley.
Yeah.
Kinley. Yeah. Kinley Meyer.
I mean, come on. You follow her on Instagram. You have to.
I used to.
You used to, back
yeah,
in a different life.
Back in a different life, yes, I know.
Texas says, Klink's gone, Strebel UK is already overrated, recruiting class is about to go to poop.
Oh, overrated recruiting class. No, it's not an overrated recruiting class.
Klink's gone, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. He cleaned up in Michigan. He was the Michigan guy. That's why he's getting Michigan.
You're a little scared. You should be nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You should be nervous.
Stoops has done a good job hiring people. Now, I know that the product hasn't been great, and I'm all for that. But as far as hiring assistants, he's done a pretty darn good job. So I think he'll be okay, but losing Klink is a blow.
Texas says, the crunch zone's falling apart right in front of Blankenbaker's face, and all he cares about is the ponies. It's a great point.
Who else left the crunch zone?
Maybe Biscuit's leaving. Maybe I start my own Louisville blog.
Wait, why don't you join the crunch zone?
I think I should.
They
I think I should be
vegetables.
The feature.
Yeah, enough of this all Louisville all the time. There needs to be a Kentucky aspect, or like maybe, you know, when Chris Mack loses, someone to go in there and crush him a little
By
bit.
By the way, speaking of the crunch zone, your boy Biggest Biscuit. Mitch, how angry are you at the process right now? Because I have an addition to this
story. I'm not angry at all because it was expected.
Okay.
I just know there was a text about process coward and things like that were mentioned.
Well, you challenged Biscuit yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Like, you gave a date.
He didn't play it for Biscuit?
No.
What?
We'll get to it. Let's not fire all of our bullets by 3:25.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Now I'm disappointed in process.
Texas says, think of the mitt Strebel could buy if he put that Focus money towards a new one. Well, no, you got that Amazon gift card. You should buy a mitt
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. You know what? That's a good idea. I will buy a mitt with one of my Amazon gift cards. Done.
Texas says, I don't think it's a hot take now to say U of L has a better football staff.
Oh, for Pete's sake. You don't have an offensive coordinator. Your offensive coordinator.
Well, you have Satterfield.
Yeah, Satterfield. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. because that always works. The coach calling the plays, that always works. They don't have an offensive coordinator. That's ridiculous. And then the one before, round boy, you're overrated. We don't have a recruiting class. I'd rather have an overrated recruiting class than no recruiting class. You have no recruiting class. So I'll take my overrated ass, and I'll be smiling about it. Better than having –
the focus is working
better
today,
than
Mitch.
Having a two-star, whatever the hell they have. I'm sorry, they got two commitments from, like, two guys that offered from Akron and Florida Atlantic.
It's Popeye, right, Mitch?
Oh, yeah, Popeye.
You want to know?
Did they get Popeye yet?
This Popeye guy is a baller. This defensive end Louisville has coming in.
Oh, is he?
He's a baller. Yeah, he balled out of the last camp or two that he's been at here recently. Uh-huh. And you know, I text Mark Ennis. They going to be able to keep him?
Yeah.
I shot that to Ennis last night.
Yeah.
Early this morning.
Yeah.
That was one of the first texts he got.
And this is getting his kids ready for school.
What was me? Hey, they going to be able to keep him?
Packing a little lunch, a little PB&J.
Yeah.
And Andy Sweeney flies in on the phone.
I'm just asking.
I'm not worried.
Mitch, what would be focus is flowing today.
Yeah, that's good.
Mitch, at some point you want to get to this softball update, as now I feel bad for Nick Valvano as the team is being torn away from him. So Greer can cater to his buddies.
He's asserting himself again.
Yeah, I believe that's what's happening here. As Greer comes for everything Valvano, we can get to that at some point today. The internet's mad that Tim Tebow might have a chance to make the Jags roster.
Yes,
and I thought it would be funny. I don't know. Apparently people don't find it to be funny.
No, they're mad.
And I thought it would be. And we got a bunch of other nonsense. Frank Ank's going to join us here in about 20, 25 minutes or so. First break on the other end, Kentucky basketball. I'm noticing something, and I don't know if Strebel's noticed it. I'll discuss that next here on The Take. It's a Tuesday.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Are you going to be able to bash your girl Anna Chirillo?
Over the football stuff or the Chin Coleman?
She's fanboying a little bit much on Chin Coleman.
I might.
You act like you don't see it.
And James Strebel.
You haven't seen any of this?
No, I've seen
I don't believe you.
I promise I
haven't.
I promise.
I mean, you used to have notifications on your phone when she tweeted.
I did not.
It went bing, bing.
No, there's no bings.
There was a couple bings. Mitch, you've heard the bings, haven't you?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Thank you to TommyAndDelivery.com. Delivery.com bringing by some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville Studios. We've got a little Eat a Pita.
I've not had an Eat a Pita.
You don't come across as someone who ventures out in their eating habits.
No.
Yeah. Very good.
It does sound
it's
good.
Grilled chicken.
I like grilled chicken.
Well, there you go.
Tzatziki sauce. That's definitely something I could do.
Mitch, did you have any today? Was there any left?
I didn't check, but I'm good. I'm not big of a pita person either.
I just said I'd never had one, but I'd eat
Boy,
one.
You guys are ridiculous.
Mitch, sounds good.
Mitch, say tzatziki.
Tzatziki?
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you not know? That sounded like you had a question mark at the end of that.
It did.
Okay.
I heard Nick talking about shawarma today. I've never heard shawarma either.
Yeah, well, Nick, apparently, I don't know what he did. And quite frankly, I say I don't want to know, but I'm going to find out. Apparently, he just dumped his pita all over the place.
It's the most predictable thing. On the carpet?
I'm just shaking my head. Yep, I probably. No, okay, all over the soundboard, all over the keyboard. Yeah, Mitch's seat.
Yeah,
where Mitch is right now. Yeah. There's tzatziki sauce everywhere. Anyway, locally owned delivery.com, they bring the restaurants to you. Use the promo code order now for $10 off your next order. Plus, right now, they're hiring drivers. Get paid per delivery. Keep your own tips. It's a great deal. If you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, contact locally owned delivery.com. Your neighborhood delivery.com. 437-9680. Texas says Strebel wants Crunch Zone to bash U of L, but he won't do the same on a sea of blue.
I do too. than I have before.
Don't. You wrote the one crap article.
I wrote some other things, too.
Texas says you're saying it wrong. It's not Tzatziki? That's what I thought it was.
I don't know. I'm gonna claim ignorance on this one. I don't know another pronunciation for it. I don't know. So the texter may be right. Texter, send how we say it. Break it down, syllable by syllable. How's it actually said? Let's read it. Let's see how smart you are.
Texter says, shocker, the UK fan hasn't tried Greek food.
I've had gyros. I have. Euros, whatever they're called. There's like three different ways to say that.
Mitch, I want that to be – that might be a promo at some point. I've had a gyro.
Had it at the fair.
I know. There it is. Boy, you're hitting every stereotype right now. Look at you.
I was between the corn dog and the gyro, and I went with the gyro 1 year.
Texas says Vegas Bet Online has UK as a 2% chance to play in the SEC football championship, fifth in the East.
Just, you know, that's just more fuel for Vince. That's all that is. Bulletin board material. He's gonna put it right in the middle of the old bulletin board, and Christopher Rodriguez is gonna read it, and he's gonna be even more motivated.
Texas says MAGA Streeble only consumes red meat.
I like red meat the best, but I don't only eat red meat. I'll throw a little pork chop in there.
By the way, I'm trying to follow our text chain here, Mitch. I guess Jay Privman, who is prickly, talked back to Luke Hancock.
Whoa!
Is that what happened? We may need to get that sound. That would be something that would make me very, very happy.
Wow.
Man, Ennis clips are going to be played all over the Diener Show tomorrow morning. The whole thing.
Well, I'll mark him.
Maybe, hopefully he'll play our Blood Horse interview tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, goodness.
Think of the chance of that?
That might be the case. Patty Ice said, he talked back! He talked back to Luke Hancock, bro!
Does he know who he is?
Does Jay Privman know who Luke Hancock
There's
is?
No shot.
No shot.
No, he shouldn't.
He shouldn't. I'm saying
I
he
would
doesn't
say
know.
That he probably should.
He talked back to the MOP. He doesn't. He's a horse man. He knows horses. That's all he cares about. Is where he didn't watch basketball. He didn't watch football. He just watches horses. That's the same guy that talked back to Locke, right?
Yes.
Like, how often are you around the barn?
And Anderson.
He talked. I never heard the Anderson clip before.
Never heard
he
the
talked
Anderson
back
clip.
To Anderson? No, I don't think so.
It was about Justified, the local connections and everything like that. 437-9680. What do you make of Kyle Tucker and Jack? Oh, I said Jack Grossman. Jack Pilgrim. Jack, I would love if Grossman was reporting legit news.
Yeah,
and we
UK
were
sending, basketball
we
news.
Were sending UK basketball news out to the out to the news outlets in Russellville, in Madisonville, and is Russellville a place?
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
it is a place.
Yes, it's a place.
Okay, so here's where are you with this? Because there's steam picking up that Kentucky obviously gets Ty Washington and Sevier Wheeler. That to me is very much out there. We still do not believe that Jaden Hardy ultimately goes to Kentucky. I guess you could say they get Ty Washington, and that's it. I mean, that would be another avenue. To me, those are the three avenues. I mean, I think Kyle Tucker is hinting at Sevier Wheeler and Ty Washington.
Yeah.
That's what I believe, but I don't know. What do you make of, I mean, if they get those two guys, Kentucky's roster's done unless somebody, Keon Brooks or somebody leaves. And to me, Sevier Wheeler, Ty Washington, and what they have completely changed their team. You know, number one, they changed their team. And I think that's a pretty damn good roster. I might be missing something here. And sure, they're going to need Ty to be damn good. They're going to need Damian Collins. They're going to need Jacob Toppin to be better and Keon Brooks not to think he's a shooting guard. Yes, we can get into analysis, but on the surface, to me, that would be a damn good roster. I think you'd be well respected by college basketball analysts, at least, you know, preseason.
Sure, yeah.
I think it would make Kentucky fans, for the most part, happy. And you'd get everyone there, and you would really have your roster from, you know, early mid-May all the way through the summer, right? Yeah, I mean, like, you wouldn't be wrapping things up in a month or two. You got everything wrapped up right now, which I think would be good considering what happened last year to Kentucky.
Yeah, it makes me happy the fact that we're not going to have a summer, like you just said, of waiting around. We're not going to wait around and see what Marcus Carr is going to do. Like, all your other avenues are exhausted, and he's like your last shot at getting a playmaker. We don't have to worry about that anymore. I look at it this way. Kentucky fans, some of them, not all of them, but a very loud portion of Kentucky fans are going to get what they've wanted. They've been there's
college
been
a, players,
college players,
CJ Frederick,
CJ Frederick,
Sevier Wheeler,
Kellen Grady.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, Oscar Tshiebwe.
You're right.
Mean, if you go down, I have it in my phone somewhere, and
Ty would be the only one that would be considered that one and done. And by the way, ESPN's Jonathan Givony has him right now 15th in next year's draft.
So 15th. So he's picking up steam as like a fringe lottery pick type player. So Kentucky fans that have over the years, I'm tired of the one and done. I want to get to know these players. I want to see a roster like Gonzaga's where guys stick around. You're going to get that this year. Cal's bent the knee. Maybe not bent the knee because of fans whining and crying and yelling at him and beating him over the head, but he bent the knee because something had to change because last season was such a disaster, and that was the number one thing.
Yeah, but you wanted that too. It sounds like you're laying it on
fans.
Like, you want more one and dones. Like, you're skeptical of bringing in these college guys that have been backups or guys that you don't know, like Kellen Grady,
right,
and anointing it to be a good roster.
I just have visions of the first 6-7 years of Kentucky still in my head where they were able to do it with those one and dones.
Well, you need to get over
that. I know I need to, and I'm trying.
Well, you got
to
get over that.
I know, and I'm trying. It's a slow process.
Oh, my God. You've had like six years to get over that.
I know, but I still had in the back of my head. Now, but then with the addition of Antigua and Coleman, now I'm thinking maybe it can be resurrected again and they can go back to the old ways. But look, for at least next year, Kentucky fans, for the most part, are going to get what they wanted. All these guys that are coming in averaged almost double-digit minutes their last season at wherever they were. They have good numbers, good percentages. Let's see if they now can work it with John Calipari and they get their traditional college team out there. I think it's going to be a very good team. If they weren't getting Ty Washington for sure, which I feel like they are, it'd be different. But
I agree.
But getting him in the fold on Saturday would be huge. Now, if they could pull a rabbit out of their hat and get Jaden Hardy, I don't think that's going to happen. There's like a 5% chance that happens.
We need to be realistic.
Yes, I am going to be. I'm not factoring him in the way I was factoring Marcus Carr.
Ghost Reebel, tell Mitch what you told me during the break.
Nolan Hickman may not be out of the picture.
How about that, Mitch?
How about that?
Well, here's what I was going to say about Nolan Hickman.
He played very well this weekend, by the way.
We're going to have Rob Cassidy on from 24/7 in a little bit under an hour here on the take. It's ESPN 680 1057. I believe Kentucky fans took him for granted, and we took him for granted, but we. We also didn't talk about how potentially good he was going to be. And now he is showing up very close to Ty Washington.
Like,
it was seen as Ty would come in and that would be a massive step up from Nolan Hickman.
Yeah.
Where I don't think it's that. Mock drafts are – but, I mean, Nolan Hickman was talked about more this weekend at the Iverson Classic than Ty Washington
does. You're 100% right.
Nolan Hickman was the talk of that.
He was much more
so than Ty.
No, you're right about that. He did have a better
showing.
By the way,
Rob Cassidy's rivals. Thank you, Mitch. Close enough. They're not telling that during the interview.
No, you're right. He was the more premier point guard. But Ty Washington only played, I think, one or two games. And the one game he played, and he had, 22 points and turned it on the fourth quarter and just put the team on his back. And they played against each other head-to-head, and Ty was far and away better than him on the floor. I mean, when they played head-to-head together. So, I mean, that's just one game. But just the fact that maybe there was something – there was a tie between him and Tony Barbee that maybe they were close. Oh,
that's fine.
And
then he can go to Central Michigan. No one had a tie to Tony Barbee.
But that was the excuse. That and homesick. And even though he hadn't left Lexington yet, he was homesick, even though he hadn't gone anywhere yet. But maybe with this new staff, they convinced him, hey, maybe – you know, stay, come, everything will be fine. I'm not saying that that's set in stone, but that's kind of the buzz. It's like between Kentucky and Gonzaga, and we'll know sooner than later what he's going to do. But if you get a Ty-Ty and a Nolan Hickman, I'm good with that. I'm good with Ty-Ty and Sevier Wheeler. As long as Ty-Ty Washington is in the mix.
I didn't think you liked Wheeler, so now you like Wheeler.
He's all right.
So you're okay with that?
To me, he's a backup point guard.
Okay.
That to me, Ty-Ty Washington's a starter. Sevier Wheeler's the backup. I'm fine with him as a backup point guard.
Texas says, Strebel, I bet you $100 Ty-Ty won't average double digits, but you won't pay up. I'm going to back Strebel on this one. He made two bets last year.
None of you bums paid me.
And none of the bums paid him.
None of you bums paid me. I'm not taking any more of y'all's crap about money, because you don't put your money where your mouth is. Y'all back out. As soon as I'm right, you back out. So you can shove it in your ear, Texter. You put $100. I put $200 last year, and those bums didn't pay me. So bleep off. I ain't having it.
Texas says 15th. That's Calipari's sweet spot.
What's your sweet spot? 33rd? What's Matt's sweet spot, bruh?
Mitch, go ahead and give the news. Go ahead and report the news. Go ahead. Go ahead.
When I texted you guys?
Yeah, report the news.
Why are you throwing the boomerang? Why are you making me do it?
Because, Mitch, you're texting consistently during the show while we're trying to do the show.
I texted.
You don't text at all this much before the show. But during the show, you start becoming Jim Gray in your reporting. There's news, and it involves loosely Jack Harlow.
This is local news here.
Of course it is.
I only texted you two things. It was this and that Rob Cassie's with Rivals and not 247 Sports. This guy within Jack Harlow's inner circle, he's being charged with murder and tampering with physical evidence in the shooting at the club.
Okay, Travis
Derby
Ragsdale,
Day.
Ronnie Tyshawn O'Bannon has been charged with murder and tampering with physical evidence in the murder of Kazmira Nash at Vibes Restaurant and Ultra Lounge. He also goes by the name Ronnie Luciano and is a member of Jack Harlow's inner circle.
Oh, wow. Ooh, I got to be sensitive on this one. I can't. There's the murder involved. I'm just going to let due process take its course. But, I mean,
you're going to let due process.
Yes,
boy, you sound like Bob Baffert.
I don't sound like Bob Baffert because I'm not making excuses and inventing things and saying, cancel the culture. I'm not doing that. I got to let the courts play that one out because that's some serious, serious stuff. Someone lost their life, and now you're dealing with murder charges. And, that ain't good. No, nothing about it.
Focus gave you the confidence to nail the dismount there.
Thank you.
You were scaring Mitch.
So
there's the news. Mitch didn't want me to boomerang it back to him.
He wanted me
to deliver that news from Travis Ragsdale.
I don't know how he transitioned the Frank Angst.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Is that the guy who looks like me?
Yes.
I feel like
we need to take a break.
Frank Angst. Next.
Be a part of the conversation on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.